prosperity theology, it's just from the pit of hell. And some people will feel that's an overstatement. But actually, it's not, because more people are driven away from the true gospel by prosperity theology in a couple of ways. One is, it's a false gospel. The health and wealth gospel is a false gospel. And so even if people believe in it and they never lose their confidence in it, most people do lose their confidence in it, and it's when they're dying, or a loved one is dying, or they're going through great suffering that's not being relieved, and they've been taught that it's never God's will for his children to suffer, despite the fact that there are direct statements to the effect that it is in the book of 1 Peter, for instance, and other places as well. Jesus promised us suffering. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And 1 Peter says, you know, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal you're experiencing as though something strange were happening to you. I mean, these things are part of our life. They were part of the life of the Apostle Paul, who had the thorn in the flesh that he prayed God would remove from him three times. God chose not to remove it. God says, my grace is sufficient for you. But when people are told, when they believe that the gospel teaches that they should never suffer, that they either don't get a disease, or if they do get a disease, God will always heal it if they only have enough faith. When those people see their loved ones and they themselves suffering and headed toward death, many of them lose their faith. Well, sadly, that is a faith that deserves to be lost. It needs to be lost because it's a false faith. It's a maybe a real faith in a false object. And so what they need to do is to realize, I've been taught the wrong things. I need to see what Scripture actually says. God never promised me this. It was prosperity preachers and books that taught me this. And you know what? Do any of us know a 120-year-old faith healer? Really? I mean, we just don't. And so what happens with faith healers is they get old and they get sick and they die. And it's like they're off the radar now. The younger prosperity people and faith healers are there. Now, I absolutely believe in healing. I've seen God heal people. I believe in it. But miracles are the exception, not the rule. They were even in the time of Jesus. It was not everybody that always got healed. It was a certain period of time, and God used that, and God still does it today, but not as frequently as we would like.